Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, everyone.
It's Tuesday.
Shut it!
What's wrong with you? It's too early.
You know what would make you feel better?
You know what would make us all feel better?
What is that?
A little cheesecake.
Probably a cheesecake or something.
Yeah.
It's National Cheesecake Day.
Would that make you feel better?
You know what? That would make me feel better. Thank you.
Great.
Great.
Because it's showtime.
Yeah, it's National Cheesecake Day today. It's always something, right? It's always something.
I know it. It's all because, well, you know. And listen, it's America, and we're fat, and we're proud of it. Okay? Uh-huh. Give me cheesecake. Give me, what was yesterday, lasagna?
Yeah, it was National Lasagna Day yesterday.
Bring on the food.
6:04, it is the Mike and Carla Morning Show with our producer, Morty, who went downstairs to let our intern in.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to tell you what happened to him yesterday.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't told you, right?
No, he hasn't. No.
All right, wait until you hear what happened to him yesterday.
Cool.
He's got video of it.
Okay, well, of course he does. Because you know he has video, like, strapped to his chest all the time and the whole bit.
Morty, tell Carla what happened to you yesterday.
Oh, I was eating dinner with friends at Red Rock, and when I was leaving, I was at a red light, and the light turned green, and this car, I won't say what kind of car it is, but just...
BMW.
Yeah. Close enough.
You would think. It's a fancy schmancy car. Mm-hmm.
Completely just cuts me off because they missed the left lane. So we get the course of how what happens. You get to the next red light, and I pull up next to him, and the window rolls down, and he goes, "I am so sorry."
Oh.
An apology. Super, okay. Super nice. Cool. Very apologetic. And he goes, "By the way, nice hat."
Now Morty doesn't want to tell you who it is.
I don't want to say the name because the guy was actually really nice. If he was a douche, I would say his name. But okay. But you know what hat I was wearing yesterday?
I can't remember what hat.
He plays for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay. Well, you're always wearing one of your Golden Knights hats, generally. Yeah.
And he goes,
"Well,
nice
that's
hat.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice car."
Very nice car.
Gotcha.
You know what?
Nice
if you
hat.
Want to find out who it is,
that's awesome.
Dial it up right now, 702-739-9636.
I love that. All I did yesterday was chafe, so it was a lot of fun. You had way better day than I did.
Yeah, it was
that's
hot
so
yesterday.
Cool.
They say high today, 106, 96 tomorrow. With a chance of showers, so we'll see what happens. 87 now. Carla, your first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Mike, let me bring it back here. Oh, Mick Jagger, he may be 76, but he did something in his 20s to get him there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
More on that and other stories after Loggins, Footloose, 96.3, KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3, KKLZ.
What's going on here? But Celine Dion's inner circle says that her best pal and backup dancer, Pepe Munoz is his name, has way too much influence over her. They say he's kind of like her boy toy who's trying to take over. And a lot of people are a little bit worried. And she has said, apparently in her squad, in her circle, she's in love with him. She knows he's gay. They're platonic friends.
Oh.
But they say she just needs somebody close to her, always mm-hmm. has, but since Renee passed away, this seems to be the person, and some people are a little afraid because she's also gotten rid of some of her other close people because of this, so I hope this isn't the case. I hope this isn't
the
case.
So it's all about Pepe now.
Yeah, exactly.
Pepe.
And she was with Renee since she was like 15, oh God, even younger than that, I think she had known him.
Manager, icky, husband.
But yeah. So I get the impression she kind of needs that.
Okay, well.
That she kind of needs that. So I hope that, I don't know.
Maybe she's going in a different direction
but don't lead Celine astray. And don't let her lose her close friends.
Do we
don't
blame
do
her
that.
Current look on this guy?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I hope that's not her choosing. She's too skinny. Honey, get a deep dish or something. Jeez. Wow.
That'll solve everything.
Yes. It sure will, Mike. It absolutely will.
Cheesecake. Have some cheesecake today.
Have some cheesecake. I'll tell you where the specials are. Disney has now set a new record for highest grossing year for a movie studio, and it's just July. They've made $7.67 billion worldwide, which beats the previous record of $7.61 billion. That was set in 2016, also by Disney. So
wow.
Maybe it's because those millennials are going to Disneyland and then seeing Disney movies. I don't know. Okay, they need to stay away.
Picking up all the seats.
Yeah. Mick Jagger. Now, according to a new book, Mick Jagger set up a pension in his mid-20s. Because he thought the idea of rock stars over 60 still performing was, and I quote, ridiculous. As you recall, he turned 76 last week.
Wow.
So, yeah, but very smart. And I have to tell you something. The smartest dumb thing that I ever did, the dumbest smart thing maybe, I don't know. When I was really young, I started putting a few bucks away.
You
did? Because my dad was a musician. And I knew early on, it's like, there's nothing. I better put stuff away.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So good for Mick. And Ronnie says that, Ronnie Wood, he's a superhero, this guy. He's fit, sets aside 3 hours a day to do exercise, and he's doing great. He says really superhuman. So, yeah. And they are on their way. Closest to us will be in Phoenix in just a few weeks, August 26th. So for now, that is my painfully deep take.
Carla, I only play this because I think it just sounds funny. This yes. guy in South Carolina stood out in a field with a horse and a donkey to see how they'd react if he started singing The Circle of Life from The Lion King. So this is a guy in South Carolina standing out in a field.
Some people got a lot of time on their hands.
Got a horse, got a donkey, okay. And here's what sounds like. Simba,
Wow.
Oh, it goes on.
So it's really just the donkey.
That's quite possibly the best audio I've ever heard
awesome.
In my life.
Donkeys don't like noise. They really don't.
The horse just stood there shaking his head going,
gosh,
really?
My God.
Disney should replace.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, wow.
If the movie opened up with that, it'd be great.
Yeah. Just
Yeah. It's the real circle of life.
Yeah. The horse and the ass and the donkey.
And the donkey. I love it. I think that's great.
Oh,
all right, first chance to win this morning, Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. Going to be at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. You want tickets? Ninth caller.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Debbie on the phone. And Debbie, guess what? It's your lucky morning. You are caller number 9.
Thank you.
Finally, I got through.
You got the tickets. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. That's happening over at the Encore Theater, Wynn Las Vegas. Believe it or not, this Saturday night is August 3rd. We're almost to a new month.
God.
These are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Enjoy, hang on the line, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time. Thank you so much.
I hate it when a month ends in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I think it should be a rule. I'm going to start a petition.
Do you want to get that petition going?
Every month should end on a Friday or
something.
Yeah,
I know.
Like
the
that.
Mayans should be happy about that. You know, we didn't work this hard to come up with a calendar for you to start a petition to change.
6:37. Every once in a while, this goes viral. How to pronounce a word.
Uh-huh.
Because people pronounce it different ways or can't even pronounce it to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the word that's gone viral lately.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
How do you say it?
Worcestershire.
Not Worcestershire?
No, I say Worcestershire.
John, what about you?
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Morty?
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Nobody says Shire?
No.
No,
but I love when people say Worcestershire sauce. I love that. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, Worcestershire.
I think it's one of those words that I just say real quick because I can't even say it.
I think also people from the East Coast, they know how to say it because of Worcester, Mass.
Yes.
Because of Massachusetts.
I mean, Worcester.
Yeah.
I have my Worcestershire sauce in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Can you get away with that? Just Worcestershire
sauce? It takes too much to say. I'm older now. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worcestershire.
Okay.
Yeah,
I buy the Perinis. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so easy
really,
to say.
Really? Because I pronounce it A1.
That's the easiest.
Right.
What is that word that you say maybe differently than everybody else? Because that has a couple of pronouncements.
Oh, it does. It does. It doesn't. Jody have what is her? Is her?
Oh,
aluminum,
she says
aluminum. Or
she can't say anything like a disposal, like with like
disposable.
I forget. I'll have to call her.
And I'm not making. I just know a lot of people do have a word.
So she slows it down. So disposal.
Okay.
But there are words that, you know, mine, of course, we've talked about this before. Mine's empathy. I can't say empathy.
I don't even know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Embassy?
Yes.
Embassy. Oh, like the embassy?
American embassy.
I love it. That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
You flip the B down to a P.
Yeah. That is the cutest thing
American
I've ever
embassy.
Heard.
Embassy.
You know where people can seek asylum at the embassy.
What's
the
your
empathy.
Word?
Embassy. What? Wait a minute. Okay, hold on.
So what's your word? And it very well might be...
Worcestershire sauce.
Okay, I don't know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, for listener Peter, who asked me what we were talking about yesterday when we were talking about somebody winning money on video games, Fortnite is what we were talking about. The first Fortnite World Cup happened this past weekend.
Yeah.
Now, one kid, a 16-year-old from Pennsylvania, won $3 million. $3 million. Seven other people won $1 million. So that's what we were talking about. Fortnite, that is a video game that your kids are playing right now. Maybe you're playing as well. A lot of adults are playing, of course. But yeah, that's it. So when we joke about now, you know, esports, well, guess what? Guess what?
It's a moneymaker.
It is a moneymaker. Speaking of, well, you know, whatever, craziness, three asteroids buzzed Earth last week. Three asteroids. They basically skimmed the Earth last week. They didn't collide with us, however. They just kind of vroom right over us.
Oh.
So, yeah, maybe there's something going on with the Area 51 and the locust and the grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers.
And it is indeed Cheesecake Day, man. So, Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, they're celebrating by offering you half-price slices of their cheesecake. And about the best cheesecake you're going to get is
ever.
From Cheesecake Factory. Not advertising for them, but just letting you know, you want to get a cheaper piece of cheesecake, that's the place to be today. Enjoy. And they've got about, I don't know, 50 different kinds to choose from. So happy Cheesecake Day. Man, it is Tuesday. What a nice Tuesday and a sweet Tuesday with Cheesecake Day. A few things you should know.
Worcester sauce.
That's not the way you say it.
Well, how do you say it?
Well, I try not to, but if I have to, I say it very quickly. Pass me the Worcestershire sauce.
The word that started this whole thing, those words you can't say, or they're said differently depending on who you're talking to.
Right.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ, 723. Yeah, last hour, we're trying to learn how to say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire sauce.
Hold on for a second. Maybe I can.
Worcestershire sauce.
Okay. Yeah.
Worcestershire sauce.
Not Shire.
That sounded like Siri. I think that was Siri.
That's the word you can't say?
Well, I got a couple of them, Mike. Now, somebody mentioned that coming from Wisconsin, everything sounds different. And Kara used to get in trouble for saying Oregon. And I think a lot of people do that. Oregon.
I do it just upset Jody or bother her.
Yes, Oregon. Now, Tim said the word, for the life of me, I can't say et cetera. He said, I say it like et cetera. A lot of people say et cetera. It's et cetera. Now, another, Teresa said asterisk. I cannot say that word.
Asterisk.
Asterisk, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know how she pronounces it, but she spelled it right.
Okay.
A few people actually said realtor, which a lot of people say realtor.
Is it Realtor?
It's Realtor.
Realtor.
Your Realtor. It's R-E-A-L-T-O-R. Realtor.
Good to know. Yeah.
And, of course, nuclear was on the list. I know. Nuclear, people. Nuclear. It's not nuclear.
I avoid saying that word at any cost.
The big bomb.
The big bomb.
That one there. I say, and I don't know that it's wrong or right, and I go back and forth, mischievous, and sometimes I'll say mischievous.
Right.
I don't know.
Tomato, tomato.
Yes. I don't know.
I told you my wife, Jody, can't say words like disposal or...
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, yeah.
Anything with what?
It's like an SP.
Anything with an SP in it.
Okay, got it.
Like,
slow down.
Hold on. Suspend.
Oh, okay. Oh, like, going into, I got it.
Or
okay.
Garbage.
What about disposition?
Oh, God, don't even. Yeah. Oh, God.
You got it.
Disposition. Yes, yeah.
She has to think about it or slow it down. But she also says, it doesn't bother me, but she says frustrating instead of frustrating.
Oh,
it's so frustrating.
I think that's cute. I like that. I like the emphasis on the other.
Do you? So you probably say vase.
No, I don't say vase, but I wish I did because that sounds so cool. I say, and people make fun of me. I say coupon.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, coupon.
You're not in a meeting or anything, are you, honey?
No.
Well, too late now, Mike.
Because that would be frustrating.
Jody, from now on, yes, exactly. Maybe we should start the conversation with, hi, can you talk, Jody?
All right, love you, babe. Christy, what about you?
There's a couple things I cannot say, and my kids make fun of me.
I
cannot say whisker sour sauce.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, wait, what?
Huh? It's whisker sour sauce.
Whisker sour sauce.
I can't say it. And I can't say mayor. Those are the two things I cannot say.
Mayor?
Like, you know the mayor you look in? I can't say
it. Oh, mirror.
Mirror. Boy, we're all confused. Yeah. I thought you meant like Mayor Goodman, but
well,
mirror.
Clearly
mirror.
You can't say it because we thought you said mayor.
No. It's mayor.
God,
and
Mike.
I cannot say it. And my kids laugh at me.
Yeah.
They're like, Mom, this is how you pronounce it. Did you go to school? I'm like, yes, I went to school. But I just cannot say it.
That is so... There are some things I'm convinced that for everyone, there's something that just throws you off. Maybe it's the way you have to shape your tongue, or maybe it's the way, you know, sometimes it's just tougher.
But I have to tell you, too, that I love your show. I just moved out here from Cali, and I crack up at your show all the time. It's so great.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening.
Yes, and we're all going to take a look in the mirror.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
This is fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we started this last hour. These are words that people have problems saying.
Right, yeah.
And it started with Worcestershire sauce.
Right.
Some say Shire.
Yes.
Not a lot of people say
that. Worcestershire sauce, right?
Told you my wife couldn't say anything with SP.
Yeah, well.
She proved that.
You know what? Yes, she did. Jody, don't feel so bad, because Sue, for her, she said, you know, a lot of people, and myself, it's espresso. It's not espresso. It's espresso. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Jody has any, you know, she can say espresso or not.
Now, well, that's an SP word.
It is. I know. She'd have to hesitate, wouldn't she?
You're getting a coffee.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I'm getting a strong coffee.
Strong coffee.
For Rick... Susceptible.
Susceptible.
That's a tough one for a lot of people, I think. Because I think a lot of people do the susceptible.
Yeah.
And it's susceptible. Somebody else mentioned the word entrepreneur.
How else do you say
Andy
it?
Can't. I
don't
know.
Oh, you can't say it.
He can't. It's just that's a tough one. Now, Kelly said my dad used to say for aluminum. Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Aluminium for aluminum. That seems to be the toughest. And now somebody wrote in. I don't know if it's just hard to say in general, but he said, I can't say marriage. That's a hard word for me to pronounce. So,
I was playing golf with a friend of mine from back east, and he was telling us a story, and he mentioned the word ambulance.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, what? He goes, ambulance.
Yeah.
They...
And I guess that's a back east.
That's an east coast thing. It is.
Maryland or yep. Baltimore.
Yes, that's your Balmarie's right
get
there,
the ambulance.
Right? Yeah, ambulance.
All right, Jason, what about you?
Well, I have a lot since I married an English wife. Lately, I've been sent out for the aluminum foil.
Aluminum? I love
that's
it.
That's how they say it in England?
Yeah, and then I go out to get my car out of the garage.
Oh, I want to speak British. I like this.
And when I say, no, this is how we say it, she always plays the trump card of, well, who invented the language?
Oh snap.
Mic drop. Fade to black.
And with that, I just go to the store and get the aluminum foil.
Yeah, okay. Have a good day, buddy.
Thanks, my friend.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The pilot for the Game of Thrones prequel has wrapped shooting. This is just the pilot.
Oh, boy.
Fans just
perked up.
I know. Fans are very excited. They've already launched the petition to reshoot it, I'm sure. We don't like it. Netflix, this is great. So initially they hated the term binge watch. It's become just, commonplace now. But they didn't like the negative association it had with things like binge drinking, binge eating. They preferred the term marathon viewing, which I like, but they couldn't get people to use it. So marathon viewing, that makes sense.
Yeah, but when you talk to people and you say, hey, what'd you do over the weekend? Oh, man, I binge watched this or that.
Right.
As opposed to what'd you do over the weekend? Well, I did some marathon viewing.
Yeah, but we used to call, movie marathons.
Right,
you know what?
Movie
TV marathon.
Yeah, I had a TV marathon.
Netflix marathon, something like that. But yeah.
Just the word marathon wears me out.
Well, binge watching to me sounds like I'm just fat. I just feel like you're sitting there watching TV.
Yes,
and eating Doritos and sticking bugles on my finger and just That's what binge watching
maybe
does sound like.
Maybe you have a point. Okay.
Maybe I will call it marathon from now. Doing a Netflix marathon and everybody's going to go, excuse me?
Yeah, all right, marathon viewing.
Whatever. Over the weekend. Yeah, and then I'll wind up on Love Island and, God. William Shatner, in a recent interview, he told Contact Music that he wants to be in the new Quentin Tarantino Star Trek movie. That's supposed to be Quentin Tarantino's next movie.
Well,
now,
so do I.
It's Star Trek, though. I mean, William Shatner, come on, man.
How can you not have him in that movie?
Yeah, I know. Tarantino said something in the paper that he said that somebody said that he really liked William Shatner.
Oh,
so
okay,
we'll see. William Shatner says, I love you, Quentin. If you're going to do Star Trek 50 years later, a few pounds heavier, come on. I'm in, man.
Well, hopefully they can work it out.
I think that'd be cool. And here's a story everyone will hate. Jennifer Lopez. Now, A-Rod, for her birthday, Alex Rodriguez, he surprised her with a $140,000 Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what is that? I've never had a car like this. Matter of fact, I've never even driven a car.
Ever. Stop
it. No, Mike. That is the truth.
She has, too, because I watched her TV series, and she drove all over the place.
Yeah, sure she did. That's called Hollywood, and you get in there, and you go, yeah. Yeah, she says, I've never driven a car, period. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't believe this. I don't believe that. I don't believe it either. No, I don't believe it. And if that's the case, you are so far from Jenny on the block. Don't even get me started, J-Lo. Don't. You call me, J-Lo. I'll teach you how
Never
to drive.
Driven a car, ever.
Never driven a car. I cannot.
That's hard to believe.
Core. It hurts my cheeks. It really does.
Okay.
It bothers me a lot. So that's where we are right there. That is my painfully deep take.
Guy in South Carolina getting down out in his field with a horse and a donkey.
Yeah.
Wanted to sing a song from Lion King. Got a lot of reaction after we played this earlier this morning. Listen to this. Now, the horse isn't doing much, but the donkey digs it.
No. Because the horse is smart. What are these two doing?
I love this.
Are you kidding me?
Morty says, funniest audio is here.
Nay. Oh, my gosh. Timothy said, I love the donkey circle of life. I think I found my new ringtone. right?
That's what you want.
Play that again,
want to use
Mike.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't get annoying at all. No.
Especially with the volume cranked up.
Put it for that one person. That yeah. one person you really need to know is calling, mm-hmm. right? Excuse me, boss.
I because if I found out that was my ringtone on your phone,
oh, geez,
I'd
yeah.
be calling you all the time.
Oh, see?
I would be.
Oh, whoops, missed call.
Yeah.
get a butt dial, sorry.
Get yeah. his phone, Morty.
All of a sudden, okay. Crap, it's Mike again. That jackass.
Man.
Oh.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so Journey has a residency in Vegas, but they've also added some dates. This will be the week leading up to New Year's Eve.
Okay, right.
It's happening over at the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace, tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Now, these new set of dates, the tickets aren't on sale yet. They go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but we have pairs to give away all week long before
Absolutely.
You can buy them.
Absolutely.
And for a second chance, if you can't get through on the phone line, you can always register online at 96.3kklz.com. So we're going to play around of the pyramid. Mike and Carla's pyramid, just like on TV.
Yes. Yeah.
So you
yeah,
give a you give clues to a topic. You simply tell us what the topic is. That's okay. how we play.
Yes.
Just
very
like on
simple.
TV. Who was the host of Pyramid?
It was Dick Clark.
Dick Clark
right?
for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, Dick Clark. And then,
Donnie Osmond did it for a while.
I think he did it for a while, too. I was going to say Bert Convy early on, but I don't think. I think he just had tattletales.
And
as
card sharks.
Did he have card sharks?
I don't know.
Bert Convy. There's a name
there
for you. Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah,
but for
Dick
now,
Clark.
We're going to play Pyramid. So after we get through news and weather, we'll take the phone lines off hold, give everybody an equal chance. Ninth callers, good luck. We have Kathy on the phone. We've explained the game to her, so she knows how to play. Kathy up for grabs tickets for Journey from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Here we go.
Young, Patrick Harris, Diamond, Sadaka.
Neil.
Yes.
Number 2.
Lovitz, Denver, Stamos.
John.
Yes.
Number 3.
Carell. Seagal, McQueen, Buscemi,
Katie,
Jobs, Tyler,
Steve.
That's
yes.
it. There Ooh. You go. You
oh
see what
gosh.
I did there? Steve, Neil, John, or Jonathan, all members of or former members of Journey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you ran far for that one, Carla.
I got to be honest. Morty and I are going. What?
What's she doing? Why do we let her pick the game?
You got the tickets. You're going to see Journey.
Terrific.
It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And again, for a second chance to win, you can register online right now at 96.3kklz.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Things that people are most likely to lie about early in a relationship.
Okay.
Top 5, their family,
oh, wow.
their job, debt, spending habits, and number 1, salary.
Job, debt, okay. Oh, money.
And family.
Crazy family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people lie about where they live.
Oh, boy.
Sooner
okay.
or later, you're going to figure it out,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez.
Are you washing your face wrong?
Oh, no.
New survey found 55% of us don't do it twice a day like we should. Who doesn't
oh, okay.
wash their face?
Okay, well, yeah.
Twice a day?
Well, you figure if you shower, there's one. And before you go to bed, there should be a second one. Just
okay.
a given, right?
53% of us usually use water without soap, which really oh, doesn't do much.
Yeah.
41% use hot water, but lukewarm water is better for your skin. And you should definitely wash your face after you've been working out, because if you don't, the sweat and oil seeps into your skin, clogs your pores, causes breakouts, and then eventually you're just dead.
No, thanks, Mike. That's great then. Real good.
Acne to dead.
I'm all gloved up at the gym. Yeah. I got like saran wrap on myself the whole bit.
Trying to lose weight.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, TSA agents in Baltimore, they recently found a missile launcher in a checked bag. Yeah, guy from Jacksonville, Texas. He put the launcher in his bag in Kuwait in hopes of keeping it as a souvenir. He wanted it as a souvenir.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, well, it was confiscated. TSA tweeted, and I quote, "Perhaps he should have picked up a keychain instead."
Well, they say it's a launcher. It didn't have the missile with
no,
it.
No, but
just
still,
a launcher,
I would imagine, you know. It's not a live grenade. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
The pin's out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Oh, and a Niagara Falls man. I don't know why he broke into it.
It's a lighter.
Yes, I know. No, it's not a gun. It's a lighter. A friend of mine had one of those, and it scared me to death.
Mm-hmm.
A guy broke into an abandoned mall, and he stole all he stole was a toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
Stole a toilet seat. So he's being charged with potty theft.
Two, three.
It's just bad. But really, just the toilet seat, that's all. Not the whole
proud
toilet.
Proud of that one, aren't you?
Well, I'm not as, you know, proud as I could be, really. But I tried. Whatever. We move on, Mike. It's Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
This is a cool story. Newlywed couple Matt and Kelly Cameron, Tampa, Florida. They recently asked their wedding guests to not get them anything, but instead buy school supplies for 70 local children. You know, that's what they wanted. They said each guest was given a description of a student and what supplies they needed. The guests' donations included backpacks, new sneakers, school uniforms, stuff like that.
Wow.
Kelly says we didn't really need anything, and we knew we didn't need anything. So, and if we did, we could handle it on our own. So we started thinking of different charitable acts we could do. And as a teacher, I really liked the school supply idea. So I talked about it with my fiance, now husband. We decided on that. And 70 kids now have stuff that they actually need for school.
Wow.
That is really, really cool.
And you know what, Carla? Yeah. It's probably cheaper for the guests.
Yes.
To buy the school supplies.
Right? Yeah.
Than it would be.
Than a $200 gravy boat.
Yeah, that they're probably never going to use.
Right.
So.
How cool is that? You get a backpack, you get some shoes, some clothes. You can spend $100 and do pretty well, you know? That's neat.
That's awesome.
Love that.
If you want to help schools, teachers, students, and everything, our very own KKLZ Fox 5 SOS Supply Drive.
Yep.
Find out all the information by texting the letters SOS to 702-739-9636. You can help us locally in Clark County. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. And, of course, Wendy Rush coming in. She'll have those tickets for Chris Angel at about 11:40 to blow up. Recapping this morning, though, Carla and I think we found your new ringtone. If you haven't heard it.
Wow.
Check out the Mike and Carla Morning Show page a little bit later on, after 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Post that for you. It's pretty funny. Words that are hard to say.
Yeah. Tommy has a solution for the sauce.
He said, Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire or the Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah, Worcester sauce.
He said, you know what? We all just agreed to call it Chester sauce.
Yeah.
Chester sauce.
Or steak sauce.
I don't
know.
Yes, exactly.
Boy, quite a few other words, too, are on that list. And tomorrow, don't forget, 96 Days of Summer continues with another little happy hour. Carla Ray will be at Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West DI.
Yeah.
Just east of Durango, 6 to 8, that extended happy hour, plus a secret double bonus clue to get you started to work on the Mike and Carla's third vacation picture of this summer.
And if you registered for those Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets over the last few weeks, we are giving those away tomorrow night. So you have to be there to win those. So, like Mike said, between 6 and 8 tomorrow night, Scenic Brewing Company.
By the way, we revealed another piece of the puzzle. Check that out at 96.3kklz.com. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.